This is an audio file which will hopefully explain the contents of the kit you have obtained, but not yet opened. Hopefully, you recognize who I am by the sound of my voice. If you don't, I suggest you turn off the file now and promptly dispose of the kit. If you do, please continue to listen for further instructions. By the time you discover this, I will be gone, departed from the world. As you now know, I had an agency contact you regarding my passing and advise them to prepare and send this kit to you. They are not aware of this audio file and accompanying materials within. If you have followed the printed instructions that were attached, the kit remains sealed. But before opening the kit, I want to explain the purpose behind these efforts. While I was alive, I never had the opportunity to father a child, for a few different reasons. But when I realized my time was coming, I enlisted the help of cryogenic services to save materials for those who I deemed as worthy of having my children. This required me to consider my entire relationship history, as well as the status of our relationship when I passed. A few candidates were selected by me. You are one of these candidates. The kit in front of you was prepared with the assistance of medical doctors and industry professionals. At this time, you may open the kit. While you do, I will let you know choosing you was a very sentimental decision. Our relationship might not have been destined to last forever, but you are a very special person to me. Even though we may have fallen out of touch or drifted apart over time, I always believed in my heart you would make an excellent mother. I'm unsure if hearing my voice is painful or comforting, but I'm hopeful you are receptive to the idea of having my child. I hope this experience is not too distant or off-putting for you. There's not enough time for me to go into more details, I'm afraid, but I hope the basic idea makes sense. What you should be seeing inside the kit is a portfolio which includes legal documentation regarding the conception, remuneration, and upbringing of the child, as well as signed records regarding a shared trust fund available to you upon successful conception. There should also be 8 color-coded, light-shielded vials of material, yellow, red, purple, and blue, and a reusable, flexible, motorized wand for stimulation and material delivery. Technology has provided us with opportunities to preserve these materials at room temperature and to heat and deliver them at the ideal heat level for conception. If you choose to use the kit for impregnation, the sealed vials can be inserted at the base of the wand, and the material can be released by firmly pushing the button on the side of the wand. More detailed instructions for the wand are enclosed in the portfolio, but I hope it's pretty self-explanatory for you. At this time, if you wish to proceed, I'll ask that you pause playback now, completely remove your clothes, and lie down in a comfortable place before continuing. Headphones will be required for the remainder of the procedure. Be sure to bring the kit with you. Sorry for all the formalities in that first part. I had to get the legalese out of the way for the lawyers to ever sign off on this. I mean, it's not every day you get a certified package in the mail with some old lover spunk in it. It's never happened to me. But I really, really hope it doesn't wear due out. I'll understand if it does. I just wanted to do something more personal for this part. See, I know we can't be together in person ever again, and I know wanting to have my child isn't the easiest decision to make right away. So that first set of vials is there to practice with to make sure you get used to how everything works. And the rest of this audio file, well, it'll be me filling up these 2 vials for you. I've got them right here in front of me, actually. And I thought it'd be only fair if we came together one more time. Well, 2 more times for me. So I want you to relax, lie down, and just listen to me for a bit, okay, honey? Bring the kit with you. Actually, go ahead and load a vial into the toy, but bring the other one along. One other thing, I don't know why they didn't mold my penis. I never got to look at the final prototype for the toy, so hopefully it's good. You know, the second they said that you're going to need to come twice, I instantly went back to a memory that's already turning me on. I'm certain you'll remember it. I don't think I ever told you about it, though. Our first trip up to the cabin, that wonderful, amazing trip we took. I know a lot went wrong. We got lost a lot. I think one of the first times we ever traveled together, too, actually. I seem to remember a very enjoyable car trip up where we got handsy on the highway while the cruise control was on. Don't sex and drive. Yeah, right. But you remember when we got there, the first thing we did after unpacking was sit out on the porch, admiring the view. We finally had each other all to ourselves. And all we had on our minds was finally being able to fuck each other, scream our heads off, without having to worry about all the burdens of real life creeping in. 3 days of bliss with maybe some food and hiking in between. Maybe. That first night, though, maybe it was the car ride up, but you just looked good to me. I know you were shy about it, but you were sexy beyond words. And I was a little groggy from the car ride, but still ready to pounce. I just absolutely craved your skin ravenously. Luckily, you were into the idea as well, but not before you made a suggestion that sent my head spinning. I'll never forget that mischief in your face. The words you so carefully said after we got undressed in front of each other and climbed into bed. "I want to try something," you said. Instantly interested, I rubbed your shoulder. And then the fun really began. And you lowered your head down to kiss my stomach. Your frame easing against my legs, soft scratches against my chest. All this I was familiar with and loved. I've never had a partner as thorough and giving with her foreplay as you were with yours. But the next part, when we locked eyes, you remember what you said? "I want to make you come over and over, like you do to me." That stare, your soft hands wrapped around my growing cock. I didn't know what the fuck I was in store for, but I was ready to find out. Oh, you were always full of surprises. I'm trying to replicate the motion right now, in fact. A firm grip tugging down and pressing against the base of my shaft. And a clenched bundle of fingers tightening. Then, as gentle as a kitten, you took two fingers and just stroked at the tip of my cock. Feeling it stiffen, watching it twitch. When you smiled, I felt your warm breath exhale against me. And the delight in my eyes, in my growls. You taunted me by kissing the tip and whispering, "I think it's working." And then you just kept doing it. Guiding my shaft against your two fingers and rubbing a small circle. My eyes open, staring widely down at the sensations you were giving me. Trying to control my moans, but losing myself in the moment. We didn't say much, but we didn't have to. It was all in your eyes. It was all in our smiles. And like now, it didn't take long for me to be close. Somehow, you knew. Turning your body and scooching up to me on your knees from the side. I leaned to kiss, but with those same two fingers, you pressed my lips, pushing my head down. "Not yet," you said. "Not until you've come for me." I felt your grip tightening and your fingers resumed their motion, inching ever closer to the first of what would be many orgasms that night. I was a bit embarrassed by how quickly you had got me there, but I was ready for what was going to happen next when I was on the brink. You smiled that same mischievous smile and said, "Me." Then, as I came, just like I'm about to now, you squeezed the tip of my cock tightly, letting me release. Feeling my shaft pulse for you. You finally ran your fingers up the shaft and clenched hard. My cum slowly trickling out of the tip and onto my stomach. Hands completely controlling the orgasm. Pinching tighter as the waves of my orgasm subsided.
Honey, I want you to open the first vial. The one I just filled. For this next part, swirl some of me onto your fingers. Do you remember? You finally let go of me. Gathered up some of the cum on my stomach and rubbed it between your legs against your clit, parting your legs slightly to see how much you wanted me. A damp spot on the bed from your pose between. And fuck, in my dazed state of still being so fucking hard, I just watched you play, rubbing my cum into your lips, pulling them apart slightly. Our eyes never left each other. Can you feel my cum on your fingers right now? Slick and warm. I hope you're touching your clit, sliding your fingers around, just like you showed me that night, and letting me watch how satisfied you were, and waiting for me to give you more. I wasn't going to wait long to show my appreciation. Sweetheart, it's time for the toy. In the cabin, I laid you on your back. Finally got to give you a kiss. Then, as you parted your legs, I slowly entered inside you, sinking deep inside and thrusting our bodies against the bed. Then I just lingered there, amazed I was still hard, feeling the warmth of your body. You gathered up some more cum from my stomach and pulled up your skin to rub the edges of your clit softly. Oh, you were always an expert. Could never do it quite the same. But I always loved watching you play with yourself. Never too fast. Always went with emotion. I wish I could be there to watch you right now. I hope it feels like I'm with you inside you right now. And during this moment, sharing it with you. I wasn't going to tease you after that night because of what you were able to do to me. Taking so much control, giving me an experience I'd never had before. I never told you because I always wanted to give you something back. A baby. I want you to have our baby, darling. I know it can happen. I know they'd have a wonderful mom who would take care of them. Love them forever. Who will tell them stories about their dad. I can see it. And lose yourself with me. I'm back at that magical night at the cabin. Nothing to worry about. Except each other. Our bodies moving rhythmically together, easing into a rapid rhythm as we coax each other closer. Passionate eyes, making love wholeheartedly, connected. It's about sharing this moment, right now. Oh, we can come together now like we did back then. But you don't have to wait for me. When you're ready, push the button. I'll come with you. I'll come for you. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. I. I felt that over here. That was amazing. And intense. So many memories flooding back right now. Oh, I wish you were here. I really want to hold you. I know that this will never be. But I actually think this way. A part of me can be a part of you forever. I know I won't be around to see them grow up, but I hope that you'll always think fondly of me. Forever and always. My heart is very full right now. Thank you, sweetheart. You can listen to this audio whenever you feel like it, okay? Take care of yourself, okay?